Chaka. Chaka Flocka. Chaka Flocka Flame. Yeah. It's a beautiful goddamn Wednesday evening here in Langley, Virginia. All the best podcasts are funded by the CIA. I'm sorry to say that your faves. That's the CIA. That's
yeah.
The CIA.
Why do you think it's? What do you think it stands for? Creative Enterprises of America.
Exactly. Yeah. Creative Idiot Association. Because
that's
we'd be
a
dumb
negative,
as hell on
negative word.
Nah, idiot can be good. He goes idiot on it. he went idiot.
How about CIA? Kind. I love you always.
Okay. Yeah. Not bad. Crackers with Initiative of America.
There's a W. Where's the W from?
It's the small. You know what I mean? Like when a word doesn't fit in the acronym, they just kind of drop it in it. You know what I mean? Also, you said kinda, which starts with a K, so I don't want to fucking hear dick or balls from you, dude.
It's a sound. It's a sound-based sound-based.
Okay.
It's a sound-based acronym. Like steam, STAM. Sitting
okay.
Towards everybody, always
and
man.
And moaning.
No.
Sitting towards everybody and moaning.
You know, you always try to twist my words into some sort of perverse, monstrous beast. You ever think about
beast.
That?
Yeah, you take what I say and you turn it into the words of
you
the beast.
You turn it into a fucking PMB.
You turn it into the words of the serpent. You nasty
turn my
bastard.
Shit PMB into a
dude,
perverse monstrous beast.
Monster has a. Have you seen the Monster hard tees?
Yeah, I've had them.
They're called Nasty Beast.
Yeah, I've had a lot of those Nasty Beasts. Dude, they're good. They get you fucked up.
No, dude. Like every time we're at the store, my brother's like, "Hey, do you want a nice room temperature 12 pack of?" Nasty Beast, and I'm like, no, dude, this fucking no.
Me and my buddy Cross, we get down with those Nasty Beasts, let me tell
that's
you.
That's so disgusting, dude. I just can't. I will never drink anything called.
They're not bad.
There's no way they taste good. I mean,
they
do they
taste
good, or are they not bad? This
they
is
get
a very,
you
very.
Fucked up.
Okay.
So fast, because they're not carbonated, and it's like 6%.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's like
so
anything called
that. It's a Twisted Tea plus 20% added on.
I was going to say, it's like...
It's not as good as a Twisted Tea flavor-wise.
No, right. But anything named Nasty Beast, like, I would assume
it's
that
pretty good. If it's cold, it's good. If it's not cold,
okay.
It's bad.
Okay.
I had one that was, like, pretty much room temperature, and it was not... It was an actual Nasty Beast. But I've had some delicious beasts, too. The mango one is pretty good. You got the lemon one. The lemon beast.
Well, what kind of got me is they didn't even spell it, like, Nasty. Like, I understand the pun, but it's just N-A-S-T-Y beast. And it,
I don't
just
even know
like,
if they even meant it to be a pun. It might just be called like, Nasty Beast.
Okay. Yeah, I would just, me personally, I, you know, that's not true. I think there was a time in my life when I would have definitely put the Nasty Beast away. I just can't trust that it's going to make me feel good. You know what I mean? Like, I can't trust that I'm going
to
feel.
I mean, I used to drink bootleggers. That doesn't sound like it's
same,
a good
same.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
What else?
Jade was telling me that his kitchen manager was, he was like, yeah, I got a, whenever I get home, I like to make myself my own special drink. Very in the Swamp Juice vein, but Jade was like, oh, like, yeah, like a cocktail or whatever? And he was like, no, it's the Four Loko pregame blue mixed with Kentucky Deluxe. The guy has like four DUIs and like six assault charges and like none of the top of his teeth. His name's Big Kev. He's like the lead kitchen guy, whatever the fuck. And Jaden was like, so blue, like four Loko pregame, like the liquor. And then you put that at Kentucky Deluxe. He's like, yeah, yeah, it gets you real fucked up. Jaden was like, yeah, no, I mean, that's, you're mixing like blue, like snow cone syrup with that has like, you know, Everclear basically in it, and then the shittiest, like what you drink before you go out and kill a bunch of homeless guys. Like Kentucky Deluxe is like not it's grain alcohol dyed brown. Like I don't even think it's actual whiskey, or it's like 50-50. It's like an enhanced spirit, whatever the fuck it's called. But
that's okay, it sounds good.
That's the real Nasty Beast.
Nasty I'm going to start one and it's going to be called...
Fucked up.
It's going to be called Gross Bitch.
Dude, listen, if you could market that to like early, like communication major type girls, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like girls who work in marketing.
Oh, if it was called Bitch Juice, oh, I could fucking sell that. If it was one in a can, it was called Bitch Juice.
Yeah, yeah. Dumb I could bitch
sell,
juice.
Sell that. Not even dumb, just bitch juice.
Well, I say dumb bitch juice because I had an ex-girlfriend that used to like exclusively drink Beatboxes, and she called them, she's like, oh, I got my dumb bitch juice or whatever. And I was like, oh, that's kind of nice. Like it's edgy in a way. Like I could see that being like an actual, like, DBJ.
Babe, do you want your stupid slut juice from the store?
Yeah. Well, I'm like, think about it. Like people could start like shorthanding it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to get a six pack of DBJ. Like you want to get a little stupid tonight? You trying to get a dumb bitch mode? Like, think about money. Think about making money and selling alcohol to people who can't drink alcohol yet.
No, I got it. It's going to be, there's going to be different kinds and it's going to be different races.
Yes.
There's going to be a white bitch
juice. Yeah,
there's
okay.
going to be a, there's going to be a black bitch juice.
Mm-hmm,
we're going to
yep.
have a Asian bitch juice.
Okay.
Latino
bitch juice.
Latino bitch juice.
That's just fucking.
Any other races you guys can think of, let me know.
Indian bitch juice.
I said Asian. I thought that went in the same category.
I don't think so. I know that
South
I'm wrong,
Asians.
But to me, they are. It is. It's different.
This is the continent of Asia.
I understand, but in that.
Do all Asians look the same to you, Jake? Jesus
no.
Christ! I'm trying to make juice. I'm trying to make fucking
I'm trying to make juices. Here
I'm trying to make fucking alcoholic drinks for different races.
Big bitch juice. It's not just races.
Yeah,
that one has more calories. That one
it's just bigger around for a bigger hand.
Well,
I think the flavor. Well, I think maybe race based wouldn't be a good idea, but maybe weight based.
Yeah, big bitch juice.
There's an ugly bitch juice, and you'd only give that to like a girl at a party you thought was gross looking. You give that to her, and then sexy. There's fuckable man juice. If you're a lady, you can give that to a guy you want to fuck, or ugly ass man. Small dick juice.
Yeah, okay.
Big dick,
I like where you're heading.
Big cock fucking juice. I'm just trying to make money here.
No, I think we need to start with the recipes.
Big
now.
Balls, big balls juice. If you think that somebody has big balls, you can give that to them. Big, medium booty juice. What do you think about medium booty juice?
Yeah, just kind of like a normal ass. But I'm thinking for big bitch juice, we go Synthesix Mass Gainer, and then Four Loko Gold, and then we throw that in a blender. And then you serve it in like 84-ounce jugs.
Yeah,
they look like the Looney Tunes. They have the triple X's on it, and then there's like the trucker mud flap silhouette. But it's the biggest fucking bitch you've ever seen.
Yeah, there's crossovers too. There's like big white bitch Jews.
Okay, okay.
You like
very
that?
Good. Yeah. What's in big white bitch juice though? Because I'm trying to make sure we get
it's,
our.
It's like a white Russian, but if they used a McFlurry instead of the.
It's just like heavy cream.
Yeah.
like buttercream instead.
Yeah.
So buttercream.
Yeah, so a white Kentuckian.
yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Then there's skinny bitch juice. Noisy bitch juice, it's just a little too much. You know what I mean? Just a little too
well,
much.
Well, I'm just worried with some of the crossovers that if you add races with noisy and fat potentially, I think that could get pretty bad pretty quick. You know, whenever you said you wanted to have race-based, I thought this is a weird idea, but I'll let Jake cook with this one, see where he goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're taking a step too far now, and I can't believe that earlier in the episode you said we should have we should have a black bitch juice. That's a I don't even stand by that.
Well, that's fine. I mean, as long
as sometimes when Jake has these ideas, I'm like, did he smoke phone shop repair weed 10 minutes ago?
Phone shop repair weed?
I mean, it just makes me wonder, you know, whether he just chugged half a jug of orange juice and then decided to talk to several thousand people. But I think that here, okay, I'll cut. I'll We'll meet in the middle, all right?
Yeah.
We can do the loud, but we have to add beautiful.
I'm very much for that. Beautiful, loud, black bitch juice. Is that what you're trying to say?
I love that, because that is, okay. It means it doesn't see it as a negative.
Right, yeah. Perfect.
For example, when I sincerely say that I love my loud Mexican neighbors,
yeah,
I am, you know, it's part of their culture.
Sure.
Sometimes they just pop balloons.
I'm going to let you stand on that one.
Part of their culture.
Yeah.
White people don't have a culture where they have, when their goldfish has its 6-week birthday and they party
till 3 a.m. They absolutely do, brother. Come on, dude. You ever been to a trailer park 3-year-old's birthday party? People are trying to fuck each other in the street. The only difference I would say between a 2-year-old Hispanic birthday party and a 2-year-old white trailer trash birthday party is, in the times I've been to a 2-year-old's Hispanic birthday party, they are typically trying to cook some big fish or maybe a pig. in some way that isn't normal. And then with the white trailer trash thing, it's like you're eating like Thanksgiving food, but in the summer. You're eating like the weird fucked up sweet yams, and you're also like knocking down like 800 Coors Lights.
We didn't have birthday parties for babies. You just wouldn't tell them.
Oh, don't tell respect. Them. I've heard of babies. Parents being like, yeah, you know. Like, we're not going to have a... Well, also, your dad had like 7 fucking kids, so I would imagine that it's...
Fair.
Like 7 birthdays a year is pretty...
My 7th birthday, our family friend brought a horse to our suburban.
Did you ride it like a pony? You got a pony for your 7th birthday, you fucking pussy?
No, it was a full-size horse out on the fucking driveway.
You got to ride your pony.
I didn't ride it. It was... I already knew the horse. We were acquainted, but I didn't need to ride it out on the fucking street, dude. You think I ride horses out on the street like an idiot?
Some
7?
People do, man. People where I'm from do that shit
all
the time.
I know people do that because they're fucking stupid. I'm literally, I would never do that because I actually know how to ride a horse and stuff. And I'm sure me getting on one now wouldn't even like hurt it, you know?
Riding a horse to the local Walmart is like a... Like, while you're wearing basketball shorts and then cowboy boots is a badass.
So, the Fort Worth Rodeo every year is, like, on the same street. Or I have to go down that street to get to my gym.
Yeah.
And every single year I'll have, like, a horrible workout and then, like, get back listening to, like, Yeezus. Mm-hmm. Still amped up on pre-workout, thinking about driving through a wall. Then I got to fucking wait at a crosswalk while, like, 15 guys on horses pass by. You know, eating corn,
the bread,
corn pops, eating freaking.
There's like a black guy pops. Cowboy club in DFW. Is that which one you're talking about? They're like
no. I just mean the actual stock show rodeo is held in Fort Worth. It's like big. Bella Hadid was at it this year. Apparently, she competed. No big fucking deal. Yeah, she grew up like horseback riding.
She looks like a horse girl.
I at a wedding met a woman who grew up doing horseback riding with Bella Hadid, agreed that she was pretty good. And that lady still does it professionally. But Bella Hadid, I don't know if you knew this, has quite a bit of money, and she mostly lives in Weatherford.
Wait, Bella Hadid lives in Weatherford?
Because she's dating a rodeo guy who has a ranch out there.
Okay.
She basically lives like around where Yellowstone was partially filmed.
It's like
kind of a nice country
area. It's like the hilly area of the DFW.
And I think I passed her one time because she was there. I don't know of anybody else in Weatherford who has a fucking, it was like a Rolls Royce Phantom. Or something like.
Yeah. Okay.
I was headed to work and there was just fucking windows blacked out.
Yeah.
All white except for the windows, and I'm just like, damn, I'm about to spend $20 at Chick-fil-A. This lady's really got it though.
Mm-hmm. But you anyway, ever see a car like that in the wild, and you just think about fucking gunning it,
dude. I saw a Bentley in Pister the other day. I thought about
crazy.
I instantly thought head on collision. I didn't do it, but you know.
yeah. Whenever I see the Cybertrucks in Austin, which at this point is like. There was like a year ago you'd see one and you go, oh yeah, there's those fucking things. And now people have them and they've done stupid shit to them. There's some people who've made them look like Mad Max stuff. There's some guys who have like like green like wraps on them. Guys are doing all sorts of stupid shit. But every time I see one, I'm like, ah, oh, man, I want to hit this thing really hard.
I thought they'd only been out for a few months, but I know yes. Austin is they like the epicenter, you know?
Yes. Yeah. I remember seeing like on a thread somewhere that like of the pre-orders, a significant, not like over 50%, but like a solid number of the pre-orders were just like Travis County. So like Austin and then like kind of up into like the North Austin area and then like maybe parts of Butte and Kyle and shit. I see them all the fucking time here, like all the time. And they fucking suck my dick, and I really don't like them. I always think about hitting a nice car. Oh, I almost rear-ended that fucking RWB. For those of you who are into Porsches and body modification for Porsches and cool shit, custom RWB Porsche. I was just on my phone. Listen, if you drive a nice car and you live in Central Texas and you're along the I-35 corridor and you have a nice car and you're driving around between the hours of like 5 and 7 on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and then anytime on the weekends, just park it because I will hit it. I look at my phone while I drive, and I'm not going to stop that. And then I don't have a car right now, so I'm just driving my fiance's car. And while I am insured on it, it's just kind of, you know, sometimes you just got to look at your phone when you drive. So anyway, I almost rear-ended this like $500,000 Porsche. But that was in the van. So.
Yeah, if I had done that, I would have gotten out and said, what the fuck are you going to do about a punk?
Dude, the guy in the passenger seat had a shiesty on. He was white. So I think he was one of those, like, I just assume when I see a white guy with poodle hair and a shiesty, I assume YouTube millionaire. And I say that like I see it a lot. I've seen two of those guys, and one of them was filming something, and the other one was in the passenger seat of that Porsche. The driver would look like a race car guy.
Oh, hell no. Nah. This jit just pulled up with a shiesty low-key.
Yeah. What else do you call them?
A ski mask.
No, it's different. No. The one that's
the
just
balaclava?
Yeah, basically, yeah. But that material.
I just say ski mask because I'm
you
racist
say ski mask?
Against
okay.
Europeans. It's a ski mask. That's what they use it for. There's no great French art thieves yet. I mean, left.
Yeah. The IRA is all gone, so you can't really, yeah, I feel
yeah.
you.
Yeah, shiesty. You know, if you live in Baltimore or something, I get it. I just feel stupid saying it.
Well, the ones that are not made of the ski mask material, but they're almost like the Under Armour, like athletic material, to me, that is different. A balaclava is like fabric. It's like the knitted.
I thought the balaclava was the cut.
Yes. No, what I'm saying is you're not wrong. In my brain, though, because I am wrong, the ones that are knitted, balaclava. The ones that are like the athleisure wear material, like the wicking material, those are shiesties.
I remember when Nardo first pulled up with a shiesty, all the jits were going, fi, you know?
I don't want you to keep doing any of that. I would appreciate it if
you
stopped.
Don't like that?
No.
Shiesty.
Anyway.
Definition. Slang.
Slang.
Shiesty definition. Slang.
Yeah, well. Okay, so I think maybe both of us... Because the balaclava... Yeah. Shiesty balaclava. Is it the same?
A balaclava, also known as a monkey cap, balaclava helmet, ski mask, or shiesty.
Ah, there we go. Yeah.
There we have it. Everybody's right.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely not call it that. I got to say, probably phase that one out. But,
Hey, there's one on here that says Christ is Lord, and it's got a cross on it, and it's white, and the cross is black, and Christ is Lord is in, like black, like... Garamond font, and I'm 99% sure that the only people that are buying these are the Patriot Front guys. You know what I'm talking about? The guys that have the white khakis and like the blue.
Yeah.
They're at every. It's not the Proud Boys. It's the other fucking Goombas. They all like, they get like they ride 20 deep in U-Hauls and get pulled over by the FBI like once a month. But yeah, there's no way that this is being purchased by anybody. Like they probably. I'm not kidding. I wonder to what degree. I'm looking at one of those, like, you know, mass print t-shirt shops. I wonder to what degree if a bunch of fucking part-time weekend warrior, like, right-wing paramilitary losers were buying these, that they just started marketing them, like, on Google. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Probably.
Christ
knew,
is King.
They probably knew you would like it.
Yeah, well, they probably knew that I hang out with you and you're racist and really religious and you want to build sort of like a white caliphate. And so they figured you should send this to Thomas. We'll show you cool stuff, but we'll also show you gay stuff for your friend Thomas, who's gay and racist.
They show you gay stuff? You see a lot of gay stuff?
Yeah, but it says, it's got a little disclaimer above it that says, for Thomas, not you. Send this to Thomas because he's gay.
That's because I don't get that. I don't get this. You never send it to me, so do you just look at it and you don't send it along?
No, I do send it to you, but you ignore my texts and my calls, primarily because you're a rude person and you're a bad guy. And
so but, you just text me. You just
I send you. Yes, if you're trying to get to the bottom of what I'm saying, I send you gay sex toys and pornography, and you ignore it because you're gay and I am not.
I'm sorry, I didn't notice. I didn't realize you'd sent me that stuff.
Oh, dude, this one's dog. It's the dog themed balaclava, and it's got dog ears. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say really normal guys buy this.
Well, because what if, imagine you get robbed and they say, well, what kind of creature was it?
Yeah, for the fucking Dallas police. Yeah, it says he's robbed by some sort of dog boy creature. What kind of creature you get robbed by, son? This one's got a monkey face. This one's just Kanye's face. Is it blackface if the balaclava, the shiesty, whatever you want to call it, has a black man's face on it? You know what I'm trying to say? Like, it's just, is
you
it
know,
doing?
That's a good question. I think if you use it for a skit or something, it's not the best. I think it's probably not as bad as, like, shoe polish or something. You know, that's probably worse.
Yeah, you know, that's probably the best.
Probably
yeah,
maybe, you know, maybe better to veer on the side of caution. I think the intent is important, though.
Oh, man. This one says no face, no case, and eBay sells them by the 20-pack.
I found one that's Post Malone.
Okay, that's fair.
And it looks fucking disgusting. It looks like it has its tongue out, so it just looks like you have bad breath if you wear it. It's
oh, there's cool. Vlone.
Hell not. If I got my Vlone shiesty on, I think the function, honestly, is about to get pretty much it's pretty much lit. I kind of crash out whenever I have my Vlone shiesty.
This is a buddy you've known forever that calls you on the phone like, hey, man, wife's birthdays. We're going to grill out and hang out by the pool if you want to come. Yeah, dude, once I put on my Vlone shiesty, I'll definitely be there. To be honest, I think I'm going to crash out that night and hurt everyone at your party. I think I might hurt like everybody at the party and rob them, too, once I get my Vlone shiesty on.
Yeah, honestly, I was watching Korn earlier, and now I'm gonna get my shiesty on, and I'm gonna up pole and crash out.
Say it like you're gonna go to bed. Yeah, I think I'm gonna up pole and crash out. Yeah, it's been a long ass day, man. I think I'm just gonna up pole and crash out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
I gotta spin the block.
You have to go to work in the morning. Yeah. Hey, dude, we're going to go out tonight. Dinner was real fun. We think we're kind of going to keep the party going. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. It's a long day tomorrow. I gotta up pole and spin the block. You know how it is. I got to up pipe. I got to spin the block. I got to slide on them, and then it's back to crashing out.
Yeah. That's just how it goes sometimes.
Sometimes a motherfucker, yeah. Do you think? Never mind. I don't know.
I don't.
Typically, I kind of run out of stuff to think about around 2 p.m. I'll tell you what I think. What?
I had a glass of orange juice earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Wish you could just get a glass of orange juice at the bar.
You can. You just order one. You know what I mean? Like, you can order one. It's not a problem.
Do they have it?
Yeah, it's like one of the most like common mixers you can get at a bar. They use them, I think, in tequila and obviously in screwdrivers, but I'm pretty sure that it's also in a tequila sunrise.
Oh, you could get I could just get a mixed drink that has orange juice in it. Never done that. I've never really thought about that.
I know you're not like a cocktail guy, but
no,
yeah,
I've
you can
a mimosa. I think does that have orange juice in it?
Yeah, orange juice and champagne.
Yeah, I remember drinking one of those one time, and I thought, dude, I fucking love orange juice. Yeah, I guess I could just I could start drinking champagne too. Do they have cheap champagne?
Yeah, it's called like, Andre. It's about $5 a bottle. It might, with inflation, be like Andre? $7 now. Yeah, Andre.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's the shittiest champagne you could buy.
No, yeah. It's it's normal name for it.
You know? Yeah, well. Does your eyes light up like a fucking game of side quest?
No, yeah. It's this champagne is.
It's a professional this name.
This champagne is named Andre. Oh, like Andre 3000? Nope.
Just
Andre.
Yeah, Andre. Andre de Champagne.
Andre Champagne does sound like a like an NBA prospect.
Yeah. Andre de Champagne.
Like a French big man.
No, he's from the Bay Area, dude. Like he's from like. Like the guys when you see the like the college draft in football or basketball and there's guys in there named like Money DeMiracle, like Andre DeChampagne that guy is from like Oakland. You know what I mean? Like maybe Stockton area.
Okay.
Dude, you don't give
I'm
me
sorry. Anything. No, I'm sorry.
You give
sorry.
Me nothing. You give me
I,
absolutely
I turned out I was wrong. And now I'm sad.
Dude.
Anyway. What? You probably wish I was Andre.
You wish I was Andre Champagne. Hey, everybody! This is my wife, and this is my son, Andre Champagne. He plays for the Raiders.
So there's a tequila sunrise. You said mimosa.
Tequila sunrise, mimosa, screwdriver, What else is
you know that used? That screwdriver is the only kind of screwdriver a lot of kids know nowadays. Sadly, due to the
due
environment
to gender,
stuff,
gender science,
yeah, just some shit, you know,
due politics. To some shit that I don't understand fundamentally. Yeah,
yeah, because of fucking capitalism.
Yeah,
we used to know Philip screwdriver, and now we only know, hey Philip, do you want another screwdriver?
Yeah, because capitalism is making everybody alcoholics. It's making everybody depressed or something.
You know, people used to use a flathead screwdriver, and now they just all have to share a flat with a bunch of other guys who don't get head, and all they do is drink screwdrivers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or how about? All right, let me run that. Can I run that back another time?
You can absolutely try as many times as you want. This is all right.
Show. Thank you, guys. guys, you know, men used to know how to use a screwdriver.
Yeah.
And now. No, let me run that back one more time.
No, of course. Man, dude, men again,
used
it's your
to,
show.
Yeah. Men used to be able to use a flathead screwdriver.
Uh-huh.
And now all they do is stay in a flat with five other dudes who don't get head, and then they screw a driver of a car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they rob him. Yeah, yeah, they screw him over.
They bang him.
They have sex with the guy. The driver. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're at Turning Point USA and you just have like a crossbow bolt just in between like poking out of your left eye socket. Yeah, men used to use Phillips head screwdrivers and now they fill up their heads with screwed up stuff. Driver.
I'm gonna do that. I was already planning on doing an open mic tonight, but now you've inspired me, and I'm going to do something similar where I will say the joke until I get it perfect, but I will not have a joke written.
No, that's the best. That's that. Yeah, that's.
Do you guys mind if I repeat that?
Yeah, you guys.
I think it might take a few times for it to like to get a laugh out of it, but I think I'll do it until I get a laugh.
Yeah,
and then I'll do it a couple more times.
I like doing the impression thing until. It's old, like till it's really old. Like running through every impression I can do, and then people are like, "I'm like, you guys still like it? you guys still rocking with a young kid, a young 30-year-old jit?
You guys still like my Hank Hill impression?
Do you guys still want to rock with a 30-year-old jit who don't know no better and is just trying to get it out the mud on his own?"
You always nail it first try. It's truly, it is impressive.
Dude, the thing is that I can't do a lot of them, but I can do like two, three people from King of the Hill pretty good, and then just Meat Wad. And I don't know why. Like I try to do like
I can do a Marge is kind of it's a little bit, but then it just kind of becomes like a landlordy type, you know.
But yeah, Hank is I can you just you flow into it, you slow your mind down, and then you're when a 30-year-old jit gets married to a 19-year-old snow bunny. That's what you call true love. Many people might disagree with the way that I live my life, but me and Shirley are doing just fine. She throws it back on me till I go blind.
fuck me.
Yeah, it's stiff, yeah.
Hank Hill, I am no snow bunny. I am a proud white woman with a big, sexy, huge cocked black husband.
Well, if you'd listen to one thing that came out of my mouth, you fucking stupid bitch, you'd have heard a different woman's name, not Peggy. Shirley, my 19-year-old TikTok girlfriend.
My name is Peggy Shirley. you kill yourself, you piece of shit.
Peggy
I'm going to fucking... I'm going to go get my Chrysler 300 and get the fuck out of here.
This is my 19-year-old Red Scare anorexia content creator girlfriend, Peggy Shirley. She lives in Dime Square, whatever the fuck that means. I still don't know kind
of
what
a
it
part
is.
Of, it's like a part of Manhattan.
Mm.
It sucks. It's like a part of Chinatown.
She likes to make Get Ready With Me videos where... clearly, she spends much too much time around her rib cage area, and many of the captions are insinuating that you should eat less food and perhaps get an Adderall prescription. We have very loud and uncomfortable bony sex on account of I'm Hank Hill, and I'm sort of long and flat.
And so is that, and so is that dick. And you fuck me.
Long.
I'm horny. And I'm gay.
Horny Hill.
I'm horny fucker.
My name is Horny Hill.
Peggy Hitler.
I'm Peggy.
My name's not Hank Hitler.
This is my Discord femboy girlfriend, Peggy Shirley Hitler. We met on the Lower Receivers in Texas, No Feds Allowed Discord channel.
We must protect the white race.
Now, Bobby, there's 14 words that we say in this house every day before we do our monthly prayers. What? Yeah. Yeah, it's fun.
And it's 14 letters, and it's propane twice.
Yeah, Bobby's been hanging out in one of those like fucking like right wing fucking son and rad vaporwave Discord places.
Dad, it's called the 14 words.
Bobby, the only 14 in this house is propane two times.
Dad, there's 14 words and it's like
Bobby's trying. He can't remember because he's stupid.
We must secure. What was it again? We have to get white kids out. We got to get them in the batting cages.
That's very good, Bobby. Do you boys, when you go to these rallies, which one of you dresses up like Leonidas from that movie 300, and which one dresses up like George Washington?
Ah!
I was trying to get the tone right.
Yeah, it's very
Dad. Ah.
He's like dying.
His voice is so hard. It is quite difficult.
Yeah, you start to lose it a little bit.
But Dad, I want to hang out with Gavin McInnes.
I'm Hitler.
But Dad, there was They're saying it wasn't 6 million. They're saying it was at most a 250,000.
I don't think you need to be hanging out with men who wear cat ears and do goose steps in their spare time, boy.
Hey, Kill, get your black ass out of my yard.
Con has been telling me about this. It's called Kratom. It's supposed to feel like an opiate, but you can buy it at the gas station. Apparently, they just make it where he's from, and it's non-habit forming, and it makes you feel like you just took 2 Percocet.
Uncle Hank, I heard you can get addicted to that.
Anyway, yeah, I've been fucking, I've been drinking watermelon. Dude, I can't stand that fucking Beyonce song. It's everywhere. You go to any, like, fucking, it's infected, like, basically every place that I do, like, go to meet people, like, to drink with. But it's never, like, the original. It's, like, some remixed. This ain't Texas.
This ain't nachos.
This ain't Germany.
I won't cheese them. This I've got nachos.
This ain't Chex Mix. Yum. I'm not hungry. Hey. Eating sandwich. Mmm. It is tasty. Wow.
This ain't dinner. Wow. This ain't breakfast. This is breakfast for dinner.
Yeah, there we go.
Eggs and bacon. Toast and waffles. Mm. Get some decaf coffee going. This ain't pussy. this is strap on. But it almost feels the same.
Yeah.
How about Oh, how about this? This is a lib version.
Okay, right? I was about to give you one too, but I'm really excited to hear yours. I'm not
liberal,
kidding.
Liberal version.
Yeah.
This ain't Trump Town.
Yeah,
we ain't traitors. We're gonna prosecute Orange Man.
Yeah, here's
no Covfefe.
Whoa,
he goes wee.
Trump.
We're going to kill and murder the January Sixers.
This ain't Bernie. It's Joe Biden. Woo. You got to vote for him real soon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This ain't Pete Buttigieg. Yeah. Woo. It's Joe Biden.
Whoa. Woo.
If you don't vote for him, you're a bad guy.
Woo. This ain't celery. Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
This is carrot. We're going to make a veggie stew. Get some broth.
Yeah.
Get some onions.
Mm.
It is piping hot for you.
Very good. Very good. I like that one a lot. That made me feel good. It was nice. That was nice. I like that one. This ain't burger. This is hot dog. You have Woo. To fold it a different way. Mustard yummy. Relish yum yum. Put it on your hot dog sandwich.
Oh, here's a little political one.
Oh, I love it.
To get the mind spinning.
I can't wait for it.
This ain't Brexit.
Wow.
We love EU.
Yeah.
We love being in the European Union.
Very good. Yeah, it is Brexit. Yeah, they're very topical.
I've been worried a lot about Brexit lately.
Yeah, me too. It's been scaring the shit out of me. I can't even lose sleep over it. Yeah. Yeah.
Just been fucking trying to figure out Brexit, you know?
Yeah. This ain't. This ain't steroids.
Woo.
It's just TRT.
Woo.
I take it so I can be real strong.
Woo.
55 Woo. Years old. Woo. And I text all the girls that my daughter's friends with.
Woo.
Ooh, like offbeat, like at the end, like the ad libbers kind of not sure. Ooh, oh, ah, this ain't Israel.
Woo.
I don't know. You can.
It's not. I mean,
it's dead.
It's America.
Yeah. It's Texas.
How about this? Let's get a little political for this one.
I love it when you get political. It makes me so excited.
This ain't campaign.
Wow.
This is voting.
Mm.
We're going to get in the booth right now.
Yeah.
Red or blue. You can choose. You can vote for who you'd like. That's just a pro-voting message.
That's sort of like a pro-democracy version. Yeah.
This ain't China.
Woo. We love freedom. We hate communism, and we like freedom.
Yeah.
We live in Alabama.
Woo.
We don't have running water. But we love to vote for guys who have a lot of money.
This ain't Cuba.
It's Miami.
This ain't Cuba. This ain't NK.
Yeah.
We can have jobs like working at Pilot.
Working at Pilot. This ain't Vietnam.
Woo.
This ain't NK.
Woo.
I can take a loan out and kill myself.
Woo. Yeah.
This brand new Hummer.
Yeah.
2012.
Yeah.
That's the whole song.
It's the housing crisis.
Woo.
My mom is bankrupt.
Woo.
My dad spent all the mortgage money on crack.
Woo.
We lost our house.
Woo.
Moved in with my grandma.
Woo.
She was addicted to murder, she wrote in Jim Beam. That's just
Woo.
About my experience after the crisis.
Yeah.
It's kind of what happened. Just what happened to me. You don't have to, like, we don't have to talk about it or anything. Or you don't have to really, like, ask me any questions about it. Or
suck on that thing.
Woo.
Yeah.
And you spit on it, you get up on that thing.
Woo.
I'm going to get up on that thing, and I'm going to be up all up on the end of that thing.
Woo.
That's called the Tommy remix. It's called Get Up All Up Into That Thing.
Yeah.
Get up all up into that thing.
Woo. Woo.
Until you're all up into that thing, and then you're in there. Woo.
Yeah.
I'm going to be up in that thing whenever, and that's okay, and it's okay for me to be in there.
It is consensual. Woo. For me to be in that thing until it get wet.
You love this.
I'm really good at this. You always
this is the best you will ever have.
If we get married, that's
Woo.
Pretty much it for you.
Woo.
Actually,
you will never come again.
The watermark was pretty high with that Woo. Performance. I probably won't do that again, maybe for a couple of years.
Woo.
You like my woos that are not even part of the Beyonce
they're clipping,
song?
They're clipping so loud that the Discord isn't picking it up. So every time you do it, it just goes like this. Like you just...
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
But your mic, I'm sure.
It's because my range is so good.
Yeah, you have an incredible falsetto, like a nice head voice. It's really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can go low and slow.
This ain't blowjobs.
Whoa.
This is hand job. I know that you like to get them. They're pretty cool.
Woo.
But after, like, high school, maybe just don't do them anymore. You know what I mean?
I'm kind of, you know, I don't know. This is what it is. You know?
Talking about a guitar center. It's like, I'll skip up.
Who knows?
I guess maybe it just probably, you know.
Yeah.
I take blue, too.
Woo.
Doesn't really work.
Nice. Killed my family.
My name's Chris
chopped them up.
Well.
Now I'm going to get some baby back ribs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically after he committed the murder, yeah. he fled the scene and actually hid out behind a Chili's for 6 hours before heading in and getting some back ribs. And then he shot himself in the bathroom and passed
away. Case closed. Pretty. I mean, he kind of, but
yeah.
it wasn't that hard to close it, you know. There's a lot of evidence, both forensic and circumstantial. Jeffrey Epstein.
Who's that?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's a guy from back in the day.
Horrible guy.
Yeah, not a great guy. Not a great guy.
Least favorite guy. Not my least favorite guy. Hitler's my least favorite guy, probably. Due to the genocide.
I think I mentioned it on here a while back, but I saw a picture of like where the Fuhrer bunker was, like where he blew his brains out, and it's like a boba tea place now, and then like a wax studio, which is like obviously it's stupid as shit to be like a Nazi now. It's just dumb. Like, not only is it wrong, it's just you lost so bad. They lost so bad that they didn't even, you know, the guy blew his brains out. At least that's the story.
Yeah, and they lost so bad that they all had to get jobs somewhere else.
Yeah, the United States of America.
Yeah, they had to go get paid more here.
Yeah, so. You make a really good point. Really, if you weren't Hitler or any of the Nuremberg guys, you either got to go to Argentina and be there forever, nothing bad ever happened to you, or you got to come to the United States and make rockets and like submarines and stuff.
Yeah, it's like if one of us, it's like if one of us turned out to be like a pedophile or something, and then our punishment was we got signed to like Tom Segura's like podcast network.
Yeah, both of us
like,
are just
you know, and we like don't even change our names.
We're nothing bad.
We're still called Pendejo Time. We're over there now.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of silly. Now that I think about it, if Hitler would have just not shot himself in the head,
what if he just freaking shaved? Yeah,
the obsession with like,
what if he shaved before he shot himself? Like, if he shaved it off, just wanted to see what it looked like. Probably not.
There was a CIA, now, who fucking knows, you know what I mean? All this shit's stupid. It's like back channel bullshit. And the CIA, they just leak fake stuff to kind of like whatever. But there was a guy, a dude who was working in South America during, you know, while we were doing all of our fun shit down there in the U.S. There was like a leaked CIA, like, I think it was like an exchange of letters between two, like, what do they call them, like, field office guys, like guys who are out there, like, deep clandestine. And one of them was like, dude, I think I saw Hitler at the coffee shop the other day. And the guy was like, what? And he's like, no, I'm like 90% sure Hitler like made it out of the bunker. He's like, no, the Red Army, like they swing in that motherfucker and he called it quits. He fucking suck started his little gay ass pistol, whatever. And the other CIA guy was like, I mean, that's what the Russians said, but like, it looks like Hitler. And apparently they like, one of the other guys went to like confirm and he could not confirm whether it was or wasn't Hitler. So there was like a conspiracy, not a conspiracy, but like what I think it was is just some drunk CIA, like fucking alcoholic who was down there, you know, causing trouble and helping install like shitty dictatorships that kill people. And he saw a German guy with a little gay mustache because they were all hanging out down there and was like, I think that might be Hitler. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My running theory, at least.
Yeah. If I saw him at the bar, I would probably ask.
If he was Hitler? Like, you could just go up to him? Like, if you were the CIA?
If I saw him now, I probably would.
Yeah.
I'd say, hey, was that you?
Hey, dude, did you do the...
Did I see you? I think I saw a documentary about you. You the guy... Are you Hitler?
You do the...
Adolf, right?
Yeah, Adolf.
Oh, Adolf Hitler. Is that... Yeah, that's you?
Yeah, you were...
Yeah, I'm not a big... Can't say I'm... Imagine you go up to him and you accidentally say, hey, man, big fan. And then you go, oh, fuck. No, I didn't mean it. I'm not a big fan. But you don't say it until after. You just kind of play it off, like give him a pat on the back, and then, all right, man, keep it up. Ah, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool to, like, spend your life as an adult man dedicating, I guess, like, your political identity, but, like, your identity is wrapped up in, like, worshiping and supporting like losers. Like I think you were telling me one time that you like drove past the like there was like a Confederate rally or something at the courthouse. You were telling me this was like a long ass time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like obviously the politics are bad. You shouldn't be into that type of shit. But like, dude, you lose. Like why? Like why get behind a team that lost bad?
Like, yeah, they used to do that a lot. What's the point? They like get together at that courthouse. I don't know. I think it's just something to do. You know, maybe they all drink beer after.
No, I mean you could drink, but I understand being. I don't understand it, but like yes, obviously, like guys are like racist and they like want to cause like pain and suffering to people who already are suffering and in pain, and they're stupid. They're dumb people. And some of them, I guess, aren't stupid. Some of them, you know, are learned. But then that's even dumber because you're a learned guy and you arrive at a dumbass position. Anyway, my thing is you'd think that you'd, like, get behind a winning team. There are plenty of winning teams in history.
I don't think people look at it like that. I think they get convinced that they're in some sort of danger, like their way of life is in danger.
No, I understand
but it's
that.
It's a really vague thing. Yeah, I get it. I think with that older generation, it's way easier to access that, like, weird Southern pride part
sure.
of the brain.
Sure, yeah,
that, like,
heritage,
for
not
us
hate.
Is for us, it's, like, kind of not as, I don't know, for me, growing up, it wasn't as much, like, there, you know what I mean? I think culturally, it's not quite the same degree anymore.
I was exposed to a fuck ton of it by my uncle, and basically, a lot of people extended in my family. Like second, third cousins and stuff. They're all like heritage, not hate, like guys. But then they'll have like three beers and they're like, if they just had their own place that was far away from me and I never got to see them, then I think maybe that I could deal with that. But that's more of a half measure. Like they're just, you know, losers, pieces of shit. But it always kind of struck me as like funny, like the double think require, like you have to believe two things at one time. You have to believe that what you said, like to your point, that your way of life is always being threatened by what you believe to be, like, subhuman beings. And also, you're, like, the toughest, strongest, like, best genetically well-equipped. Yeah. Like, two inherently incompatible worldviews, and you're like, mm-hmm, they're mine. I have them at the same time, and they dictate most of my life decisions. And the people, you know, whatever the fuck. Not every racist sounds like that, or not every right-wing guy, but it's just kind of the facto what I choose.
Yeah.
It's funny when
would
it's...
You,
what?
You go ahead.
I don't have anything to say. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, what if you saw a really racist guy and he had a boner and it was out? Would you touch it at all or would you just... Would you leave it be?
What would lead me to believe that he's racist? Is he wearing like a Klan hood or like a Proud Boys thing?
He's
or
in
like
full Nazi regalia.
Oh, like a SS kind of...
Sig Heiling and his dick is out.
Okay. What does his dick look like? Is it nice? Is it big?
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's huge. I got the nice top of the dick vein.
Yeah, whatever a good looking one is. It looks like that.
Yeah.
I don't really know what the ideal
criteria is for like a platonic dick. No, I probably wouldn't touch it or anything. I'd probably steer clear. I don't like interacting with people.
Not even if it would save 100,000 lives.
Whose lives? Pretty important question. Like 100,000 people from what? Like mass death or, you know, war or something?
Yeah, something like that maybe.
I just, no,
like
I think, I don't like to do trolley problem stuff where and I have to touch a member of the SS's hard penis. I'm going to go ahead and say no.
What if it's soft when you start and you have to suck it till it's hard, then you have to suck it till he comes also? Would that be over the line for you?
Well,
if it's soft when you first see it, then you don't know what you're getting into. There's a sense of adventure there.
I believe in making like a moral distinction between inaction and action, right? Inaction and action. So if I do nothing, I didn't do something by doing nothing, if that makes sense. Like if I don't suck the SS guy's penis until it's hard, then I didn't kill those 100,000 people. I did nothing. And killing and letting die is letting die is fine in this instance. You can do whatever the fuck you want. And that includes nothing. So I wouldn't probably suck his penis. A, because I don't want to interact with anybody like that. B, I'm not gay. And C, I got shit that I have to do. You know what I mean? So
yeah, he would come pretty fast, so.
Yeah, but again, like, I don't...
It would be a big load, though.
What's... What's pretty fast? And also, adding all of these like little caveats.
It would come. He would come in 1 minute.
No, I think I'm good.
Because you would be really good at it.
No.
And because you guys would have a really good connection, so you would be really into it too.
I don't think so, and I think.
And but his load would be so big, it would make you blind forever.
Well, no. Again, I'm not.
Because it would go into your eyes.
Sure.
Yep.
I would probably
say. You would think yes, maybe.
No, I think it's still a pretty hard no on that. Primarily, again, A, not gay. B, don't really like Nazis. C, I don't care if those people die. It's not my problem.
So you're still thinking about whether it be yes or no?
No. I'm no, and that's for the three reasons why I would not do that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So you're just going to let that, you're going to let that guy's hard dick be visible to a bunch of kids then?
Yeah, again, it's not me. Like, I didn't do anything.
Whereas if you put it in your mouth and they couldn't even see it.
Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah, I don't put it in my mouth.
It's pretty sad.
The kids see it, but I didn't do anything. I'm walking to the store.
Now you go to jail because you didn't do anything about it, and he gets to go to heaven still.
That's fine. I'm on the way to the store to get Gator Light and Kratom pills. I see a guy, SS, goose-stepping with a hard penis out. It's a nice, it's big or whatever the fuck it is. Makes it nice. I'm not going to suck it. Even if it would.
What if he said he would get you a big Gatorade in exchange? But the 100,000 people still die.
Damn, dude. Now you're driving a bar. Now you're talking. Fuck.
Would you suck a Nazi guy's awesome dick for one big Gatorade and it's ice cold?
Man. You know, I'm going to change my answer is still no, but it's a reluctant no, because I really like the cucumber Gator Lights. They're really delicious, and they make me feel awesome when I drink it. But yeah, no, I'm still going to say no. I think my principles matter more in this instance than a Gatorade, but I will be reluctant in my no, because I really like the Gatorade.
That's fine. I think you made the right decision.
Thanks, man.
Because I was going to kill those 100,000 people either way.
No, I know. I mean, I know. I understand. I get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm like the Joker, but with words.
Yeah, man, that's a really cool thing for a grown man to say. Man, I don't think I've ever heard anybody say anything that cool before.
Something I thought
I'm
of.
I'm kind recently. Of like breathless. I'm kind of just like, you know, yeah. That's crazy.
Well, you're kind of like Batman, like of jokes.
Yeah. I could see that. You know, like I hit him hard. You know, I don't kill, but I beat it up. You know what I mean? I can see that. Yeah. I beat it up. Yeah.
And you got a fucking badass car.
Yeah.
And you have a cave. And you have Alfred. I guess I'm Alfred.
No, you're not. You're the Joker with words. You're not Alfred. Hank's Alfred. He brings me.
No,
stuff.
I'll be can I be the Joker? I'll be the Joker if he was Alfred.
Okay, so just like an old British Joker. This is like, okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, the main issue is every fight scene between the Batman and the Joker, the Joker is 85 years old. And so he gets hit one time, and then it takes him 6 months to recover. So each scene is like 6 months apart. And he still has a massive, like, huge bruise on the back of his head.
He's like Mitch McConnell. He's just kind of like,
yeah.
Why so? I think you meant why so serious. Why so? Is he dead yet? That cocksucker.
Nope, he's still alive.
Stinks.
I don't think he's going to seek re-election, though.
Yeah, he needs to seek fucking heaven, bro. That motherfucker is old as shit, dude. He needs to seek peace.
Yo.
Bro.
Your wokeness, Master Wayne.
You're Astraya doll, Master Wayne.
You're gender, Master Wayne. Leave it by the door.
Your estrogen.
I don't want any gender.
Your estrogen, Master Wayne.
As you wish.
This motherfucker.
Your gender will remain under this silver platter, Master Wayne.
Master Wayne, your cat is. Fucking Alfred catches Batman wearing Catwoman suit.
Oh my god. Mitch McConnell dead after
700 orgasms?
Horrific gangbang. After getting his prostate licked for the first time? That's awesome.
Man, he had to go out like a fucking champion. As student radicals embrace vile anti-Semitism on campus, Iran and its terrorist network continue to try to... Why is this... You are not tweeting, big dog. You are fucking bleeding out internally. No, his campaign site is still up, dude.
Yeah, but he announced it a few weeks ago, right? That he was... That he wasn't...
I don't know.
His first name is Addison.
Oh, that's gay. That's kind of like a Lindsey Graham type deal. Again, like old Southern gay guys are a dying breed. They really need to.
I don't know if he's gay.
You know what I mean?
He might just be.
You know what I mean?
I know Lindsey Graham is, but yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah,
but I think he's just kind of a Southern nerd, to be honest.
Well, I think I'm looking at pictures of him when he's younger, and the gaydar is definitely going off. But what I'm trying to say is they should make some sort of concert, like a conservation area for like old kind of like very conservative, straight, clearly gay Southern men, like a place where they can all hang. I guess that's just Florida, kind of, you know, bro. Mitch McConnell Young looks absolutely like he was doing fucking bathhouse poppers and getting his shit slurped down on like a motherfucking push pop. This is a gay man. For sure. He looks too joyful here, too. Anyway. How many marriages has Mitch McConnell had? Bro.
Dude, in 2003, he underwent triple bypass surgery.
Bro, god damn it. Fucking God's been calling this cocksucker home since the Bush era.
2003. Over 20 years ago. Damn.
Yeah.
Still got it.
That's
my boy still got
my
it.
Boy's, I think it probably still gets hard, you think?
I bet he makes that shit get hard.
Yeah. How old is Nancy Pelosi? I think she's like fucking 84. God damn.
Remember when people were calling him Moscow Mitch?
Yeah, I don't.
That was awesome. That was so fucking awesome.
Do you remember when Lemonade and the Mueller report dropped at the same time, and then Trevor Noah posted a picture of Mueller with like the boxer braids from Beyonce, and it was like, ooh, the Mueller report is out, slay. That there was an era, 2018 to like 2020, that was just absolute dog shit for stuff like that. People that were like, we're gonna get his orange ass. I hope you like jumpsuits, Don. He's fucking Teflon. You're never going to send him to jail. He's never going to go.
So apparently Mitch McConnell is stepping down as the Republican Senate leader in November, but he's going to keep his seat.
Okay.
Until his term ends in 2027.
Oh, shit. Damn, yeah. Okay. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
He's just going to... Yeah. More like margarine fat ass bitch. How about that?
Yeah, more like margarita drinking stupid slut that needs to get hit by a car.
Yeah, Donald Trump, more like stinky wiener.
Lauren Boebert, more like gripping on that thing and fucking dying soon.
More like fucking snoring because she's so bad at giving you a blowjob. I don't fucking know.
Fucking Ted Cruz is more like fucking dead fucking idiot that I...
Yeah, more like fucking go ahead and lose all your blood right now.
Because I'm filling you with bullets and fucking blades.
Yeah.
Marco Rubio, more like it's getting dark soon.
Rick.
And you will rue the day that you became such a fucking huge piece of shit and I'm going to kill you.
Greg Abbott, I'm going to skip that one. But I thought of it, and I thought, how about we don't say that?
Dead guy. That's who we should. That's what it is, just dead.
More like Red Dragon.
Mm-hmm, because he's the dragon in the KKK, because he's a racist.
Fiery motherfucker. Yeah. Fiery motherfucker, white bitch.
That white fiery motherfucker. Greg Abbott, more like fucking...
My Johnson's hard.
My is going to fuck you if you don't fucking...
get your shit straight, dude.
Who might not be responding to calls because his blood's all in the pool.
Madison Cawthorn, more like, more like fat ass son. Caw! That's a bird. That's what I'm thinking on that one. Who are some other conservative guys that I?
Madison, I more like Madison can't walk.
He can't, but he can hump his cousin naked. That video was fucking. So
that video
badass.
Was awesome.
So badass.
It sucks he's out of power. It sucks he's out of power. They actually got him for saying there was orgies.
Yeah, dude, that's the thing, man. You had it all, dude. Jackson Hinkle knows what he's doing. You had everything, Madison, and you had to go and be like, I'm going to speak out against how sexually deviant some of these Christian guys are, and then they fucking posted a video of you and your legs gyrating on your cousin with your balls out, and now you're just some dude. You're not even cool. They don't even invite you to fucking CPUSA anymore to hang out with fucking Kyle Rittenhouse. Kyle Rittenhouse, more like die and then shit yourself. Anything about that?
Like wild little mouse.
Very good. I like that.
More like smile, little mouse. Mm. You're taking a picture, taking a family mouse picture, and you're going to get into the front page of the Mouse Gazette.
Are you going to vote in November?
Nah, I don't think so. If I did, I would probably vote for Trump if I did vote, but I'm not going to.
Okay. Yeah, you wouldn't vote.
I would vote for Trump if I did vote.
Yeah.
But just cuz
you're kind of ready for this shit to be over, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I just don't like what's going on.
Yeah.
And I don't like Trump. But you know,
yeah, I don't like him either.
I don't want to fucking. I'm not going to a voting. I'm not voting.
I'm not voting. You know? Yeah.
I'm one of those guys now. I think I now understand why people are like, if I was gonna vote, I'd vote for them, but I'm not going to. I get that now. I understand because fuck them too. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not. I would never vote for Trump, even hypothetically speaking, because he's like a loser and sucks my nuts. But when people are like, yeah, I guess I'll just like, people are like, oh yeah, I'm just going to write in so-and-so or like blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I get it. Like if you want to feel like you're a part of it, fine. But I'm not voting either. The closer that it gets to November, the people in my life, cause like I know people that are like, I guess like conservative or libertarian or whatever. And people I grew up with and they're like, oh, you know. Vote for Trump again or whatever. Like, just fucking with me or whatever. I'm like, I don't know what these guys are like. They know my politics or whatever, right? And they'll be like, they're like, hey, are you voting for Joe Biden? And I'm like, nah, man. And they're like, ha, you finally made it to the Trump train? I'm like, no. Not that either. But, like, I think they just some people. And so I know, like, so, like, people that I worked with at the university, like, you know, liberal types are the same way. They're like, oh, you're going to vote? I vote for Donald Trump, are you? I'm like, no. Oh, you vote for Joe Biden? No, I'm not doing that either. You know what I mean? And they, like, can't understand, like, not doing it. They think it's super important, which to me is, like, the biggest sack of shit. Like, it's stupid. You know what I mean? Like, just is fucking profoundly dumb.
Not that important, really.
No, not at all. I waited.
You live somewhere like Texas, it's not really important.
Even,
you're not gonna.
I mean, even if, assuming you're in a battleground state, people keep calling this the most important election of my life, and I could not disagree more. It's it's the same bullshit. It's the same. It's like I can find no meaningful difference between the two guys.
Nah, they really, these candidates having a mid off.
Yeah, they're having a fuck. They are yapping. They got a PhD from fucking Yapperton University.
Yeah, there's too much cap going on.
I waited 6 hours in line to vote for Bernie Sanders, and that's the last time I will wait in a line to vote for anybody, unless they make like a really strong, like super jacked, handsome with like maybe like a 4-inch girth, 9-inch penis, a carnival strongman president who could do October Revolution stuff, but in like a killdozer, and his name was Andre Champagne de la Cruz.
Yeah.
That type of guy.
I'd vote for him as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, guys. This has been Politics Hour with Jake and Thomas. And
you ready to end the episode already, dude? That's fucking bullshit, man.
I'm sorry. No, we can keep going.
No, that's fine. I just realized it's an hour 10. I thought you were trying to cut out of work early.
Yeah.
No, sir, not at all.
If you're listening to this, that means it is free, and that means you should head out over to patreon.com/pendejotime, and we've got a bunch of tiers for you. That first tier, that's a dollar. You can hang out. You get a dollar in there. You don't get any bonus episodes, but you do get to join the Discord. A lot of cool-ass motherfuckers in there, some people that I do actually really consider my friends, and they're cool, but no bonus episodes. $5 a month. $5 a month gets you access to a bonus episode every fucking week and Discord access. $10 a month gets you access to all that shit, plus a video episode. We just got a new camera, and it's super sick. We're going to record more shit for you guys, more video content for the honchos. If you don't want to sub to any of that stuff and you still want to watch the video episodes, go check out our YouTube. We do a video episode a month. One video episode a month that's free on YouTube. I actually have one that I'm working on right now, so I will be posting that later. And if you have $50 a month and you want to give it to us, that's cool, but you don't get anything extra. But check out the YouTube, youtube.com/pendejotimeworldwide. We got a cool ass sketch on there. Run them numbers up. Sub to the fucking channel. And
yeah, thank you for 1,000 YouTube subs.
Yeah, we're a YouTube partner now, and fucking none of our shit's monetized because we all say fucking suck me off, and I'm soft, and I'm hard, and butt sex too much, but that's okay. We'll get there one day. We'll get fucking huge-ass check. Do we get the silver play button at like 1 million, or is that 100,000?
I don't know.
Okay.
Couldn't tell you.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how close we are to that, but I think we got to be at least 1%.
Yeah, 1% there. Yeah, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Follow us on socials, Pendejo Time Worldwide. And I love you guys, and thank you, and I love you. Bye.
Bye.